Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Come on up for the horizon. Come on up with your heads in mind. Come on up for the horizon. Come on up for the horizon tonight. Left the house this morning.
So the boss has been everywhere celebrating his birthday and his new album and his book. He visited the Late Show for a long conversation with Stephen Colbert. He asked Bruce about the E Street Band to basically come up with his five favorite songs. His Bruce Springsteen on Bruce Springsteen, okay? The top five songs that he, what is he like? What does he perform every time he's on stage? He said, that's a tough one.
There's a lot to choose from.
Oh, there is. I mean, look at the catalog of music this guy's got. He says, I have to put Born to Run up there.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great song. Crank this up, Richie Ray. Look at his voice, how strong it is. And the band, you can tell they're into it. You can just feel it in the music that they're into it.
When they let me in, I want to be your friend. I want to guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rings.
Why does he sound like he just woke up, though, when he sings? It's very...
His teeth never come apart. His lips move, but his teeth don't.
It's like he's trying to channel Bob Dylan. Just weird.
Yeah, there is a lot of Dylan in him, for sure.
This guy's a fabulous performer. I think
he puts on a great show.
All right, so let's see here. He says he also, for him, The Rising is a big song.
Newer ones. This is surprising that he would list that.
Because
you would think he would just go to the classics, you know, which he did on, for some of the other lists, but
Well, he was asked, what do they play every night? And that's why this sort of his favorite songs, does that mean these are the ones that are played every time he performs? He says Thunder Road is up there at the top of that list.
That's a good one.
So I would think if it were, I'm not a musical performer, but if I were doing something, if I were speaking to audiences a lot, I would want to go back to either the same songs that they like or I like that are easy for us to do and easy to like, as if I were doing speeches everywhere. I'd probably, even though my
you want to go to the hits.
To the hits.
Exactly. But here's the problem with Bruce Springsteen is that he never does the hits. He doesn't like doing Glory Days and Born in the USA. He does all this deep record junk that I can't.
Deep record.
Yeah, but he also
I can't stand him.
250 days a year.
Yeah.
So, you know,
all right,
he
so this
mixes
is not for
up.
Jennifer.
Cry me a river. I mean, this is he's making a ton of money touring 250 days a year. Go out and play me some damn Glory Days and just like it. And I don't want to hear any Bruce Springsteen snobs. I love our friend Roberta Fonsinelli, but telling me she goes to the bathroom during that song. These are the only songs that are worthwhile.
I always want to hear the hits. I agree with you.
Yes.
All right, Nebraska is another good one. He said when he was talking to Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, this is when I'd go to the bathroom.
God. Yeah. Right. This is when you hang yourself out the side of the Coliseum.
All right, so after he does these first four picks, he starts taking recommendations from the audience.
Here's one. Play the hits, Bruce.
Some deliberation, he settled on his fifth pick, which was Jungle Land.
That is a good song. I like
Then
Jungle
he replaced
Land.
It with Racing in the Street.
I don't even know what that is. I've never
either.
Even heard of that.
Good God, Bruce.
Yeah.
All of New Jersey is furious with us right now.
Jeez.
Okay.
Jungle Land for you.
28 minutes past the hour. Bruce Springsteen talks about his best five songs. We don't agree.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Does your braid bucket smell like the cat box? Does your motorcycle helmet stink? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The liner inside your motorcycle helmet is one of two styles, removable and glued in fixed. With any helmet liner, you don't reach for the first can of gunk from underneath the kitchen sink. See what they recommend. So it doesn't come back to haunt you at 70 miles an hour. Use mild soaps and shampoos associated with childcare and rinse out every bit before you put the helmet back on your melon. Fixed liner brain buckets can be cleaned with manufacturer-recommended sprays, then soaked in a tub or a bucket. Clean your helmet now or be prepared to drive away girls and draw flies all summer. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.